Welcome to the Key's latest news briefing podcast. My name's Chris Brown. I'm here to bring you a summary of the latest education headlines. We'll also be creating a series of podcasts on a range of timely and important developments in education and interviewing some key influencers. So watch this space. The DfE expects schools to fund a 2% cost of living teacher pay rise next year. The Education and Skills Funding Agency concludes that the pay rise is affordable as part of schools' overall funding. But some headteacher campaign groups say the DfE is on Pluto for expecting schools to fund the rise. The Nasut Teaching Union says some cash-strapped schools are telling teachers they will lose their jobs if schools had to pay them the salary increase, ranging from 1.5 to 3.5%. The government is planning new character education benchmarks for schools to assess themselves on how well they develop pupils' character and resilience. Education Secretary Damien Hines says the benchmarks will be similar to the statutory Gatsby benchmarks for careers guidance. He also expressed his desire to reintroduce the government's National Character Awards, which were introduced by Nicky Morgan, but shelved in 2017 by Justine Greening. Also this week, Robert Halfen, chairman of the Education Select Committee, has called for GCSEs and A-levels to be scrapped. He calls for them to be replaced with a broader curriculum that includes both vocational training and academic subjects. The DfE, which shows no sign of supporting schools to scrap GCSEs, says that the most recent figures show that about 47% of young people who take GCSEs stay on to study A-levels. The number of teachers refusing to teach violent and disruptive pupils has tripled in 3 years. Current disputes include teachers at one school refusing to teach a Year 10 boy who sexually assaulted a female member of staff. The Nasut Teaching Union says that poor behaviour has now become the second most serious concern among teachers after workload. A nationwide pupil climate change strike has been planned, with mixed opinions from schools and unions. Thousands of school children are expected to absent themselves from school today to take part in a series of coordinated protests drawing attention to climate change. In a poll conducted by The Key, 55% of the 295 school leaders who responded say they don't expect their pupils to strike. A report commissioned by the Home Office has called for Ofsted to radically change its approach to how it assesses schools to stop vulnerable children from being lured into dealing drugs as part of the so-called County Lines crisis. It comes amid concern around County Lines gangs who use children to traffic drugs from inner-city areas to provincial towns, where they are used to sell drugs. The Education Watchdog's criteria should be reviewed to encourage better inclusion and support, as well as training for teachers, according to the report. That's all for this week. Thank you very much for listening. For our full news briefing, please visit key.sc/news. Members of The Key will also have access to our one-minute summary on understanding teachers' pay, policies for dealing with abuse towards staff, and thousands of other articles on the latest issues in education. Visit www.thekeysupport.com.